with badges glinting on their coats of blue and rifles in their hands. The room was full of cold-eyed kinsmen. See, they sneaked in on him, you know, and get him in bed. Devil. Indian police, you know. Dirty skunks. You see what the old woman thinks of the Indian police? Hurry, Sitting Bull, said one. Get up and dress. See this march, you see, they have authority. They have authority. The match flare died. From over yonder by the riverside, a long cry rose. The dogs began to bark. And in the moment's nightmare of the dark, where startled voices clashed, the woman screamed. A new flare sputtered, and the lamplight gleamed upon a witch's face. And fury there, eyes burning through the tangle of her hair, mad with the wrath of terror for the deer. Listen to this old woman, bless her heart, with the hair all rumpled up. An Indian woman, you know, with the hair all rumpled up. Begone, she raged. What are you doing here, you dogs? You jealous, woman-hearted men, I know you. Go and let us sleep again. You bullhead there, what have we done to you? Red tomahawk, for shame, for shame. I knew your father and a man. He lies at rest and does not see that metal on your breast, that coward's coat. I do not want to see. Begone, Dakotas, that you ought to be. Fat dogs you are, that bad Wasichus keep to sneak and scare old people in their sleep, and maybe kill them. Yeah, get you hence. Yeah. Scorn. Hate. Here, get out of here, you low-down pups. God, that great old woman. She'd fight a buzzsaw, you know. She'd fight a buzzsaw. Stone to the torrent of her impotence. It's like just a little water flowing over a rock. It doesn't make any difference. She's utterly powerless, you know. Stone to the torrent of her impotence. They crowded round the man upon the bed and strove to dress him. Hurry up, they said. The white hair wants you. Placid in their clutch, he answered, friends, you honor me too much. Am I a warrior going forth to die that you should dress me? It was a custom to dress a warrior who was going forth certainly to his death. They dress him. He's referring to an ancient custom. Yet no child am I that cannot dress himself. Be patient, friends. If somewhere hereabouts the long trail ends, I would not reach it naked. Let me dress. I can do it. Get the hell out of here and let me dress. He stood now, jostled in the eager press of men who clamored, angrily afraid. Be quick, be quick. For all the doubtful aid of tangled hands that fumbled, tugged and tore and shoved him on, he reached the open door, not garmentless. The sounding world seemed black. But when the vision of the dark came back, the star-concealing mist, a chill, blind gray, with some diluting seepage of the day, was full of moving shapes. And there were yells, the jingling merriment of little bells about the necks of ponies milling round, and more hoofs rumbling on the frozen ground out yonder. The young men, the warriors, they were coming out to see who was doing something to Sitting Bull. They had heard that something was coming on. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know who was there, but somebody had come. They were mounting. They thought there was going to be war. His people thought they'd come after him, you know. And they notice they're getting ready. They're ready to fight, because there'll be soldiers there too. Forth into the dying night, with Bullhead on his left, and on the right Red Tomahawk, they crowded him along, while from the doorway followed like a song of rage that rises on a wing of woe, the old wife's wailing. Whither do you go? There is a name that you have carried far, my man. Have you forgotten who you are, that cowards come and drag you out of bed? It would be well if Sitting Bull were dead and lying in his blood. It would be well, but now what story will be good to tell in other winters? There is a name that you have carried far, my man. Have you forgotten who you are, that cowards come and drag you from your bed? It'd be better, it'd be well if Sitting Bull were dead and lying in his blood. He said it'd be better for you to die and go forth with these skunks. Sitting Bull thought he wasn't going anyplace. He decided he was going to die. He wasn't going anyplace. Desperate alarm tightened the fingers clutching either arm, and in his leaping heart that meadowlark sang wildly. Now against the fading dark there loomed a bulk he knew for Catch the Bear, who was his friend, you see. And yonder was the old horse waiting there, already saddled, for a ghost to ride. He struggled in a net of arms and cried, "Hoopo, hi-oopo, Cola, come ahead. Come on, I will not go." He's yelling in the dark to his people. The dark is full of ponies and young warriors. The great voice fled among the people, leaving in its path an inward surging and a roar of wrath. Then from the bulk of Catch the Bear there broke the crash and ruddy bloom of powder smoke, and Bullhead tumbled to a backward sprawl. But in the very eye blink of the fall, his rifle muzzle flared against the back of Sitting Bull. A moment hanging slack amid a sag of arms, the limp form fell. A swift hush ended in a howling hell of madmen swarming to a bloody work, and horses screaming in the flame-smeared murk that hid the slow dawn's apathetic stare. Now, while men fought and died about him there, the circus horse remembered. Once again that rainless storm upon the hills of men, the barking of the guns about the ring, the plunging of the horses and the sting of powder smoke. He knew it well. He knew the time had come to do what he could do, the way the master wished it. With the proud old arching of the neck, he kneeled and bowed. Then, having waited over long in vain to feel the lifting hand upon the rein, he rose, and squatting on his haunches, sat with ears alert. For always after that, it thundered. Even as of old, the hills applauded, and their thunders rolled across the ring. But now they crashed and blazed about him strangely.
Hotchkiss shells. They had him at wounded knee, too. That's what they had. It wasn't Gatling. It was Hotchkiss. It was a Hotchkiss gun.
Now they crashed and blazed about him strangely. Haughtily he raised a hoof, saluting as a horse should do, though fearfully the storm of voices blew hoarse-throated panic shrilling into yells of terror at the bursting of the shells from where broad daylight lay upon the hill, alive with soldiers. There he waited still, when all his people, save the weary ones who slumbered in the silence of the guns, had run away and strangers crowded round. Impatiently he pawed the bloody ground and nickered for the master.
Isn't that a story? That's a beautiful thing, you know. My Old Women. Somebody someday is going to write an essay on My Old Women. Every place you see, it isn't girls. It's the old timers, the old women, you know. Rest their hearts. Brave as lions, you know. Yeah. Hopo Hayupo, Hopo Hayupo. I'm not going with these sons. Oh, he'd fight a buzzsaw too. He was a great man.